Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you doing?
I'm great. Yeah. We have an exciting show today, as always, and we want you to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And you will know by today's show that actually diabetes, high blood pressure, hypothyroid can all be cured. By that, we mean that they no longer need their medication and they no longer need our treatment too.
Right. Just get on the right kind of diet and lifestyle.
Yeah. So you'll see with our two guests today that they also did their part as far as diet, lifestyle, stress management, and it makes a huge difference in combination with our treatment. Our treatment alone will produce wonderful results, but if you do your part as well, you will just notice a world of difference. Before we get to them, I want to recap who we had on with us last time. We had Janella, actually, and she was talking about her mother. Janella's an osteopathic physician. And she sent her mother to see us for some recurrent hip and sciatic pain as well. And she had two treatments with us, and she felt so well when she went back to New York. She cleaned her whole house in a day, and a little bit of the pain came back, but nothing like before.
Next time she'll clean my house.
We also had with us Roger. Roger had a severe psoriasis problem for a year. Dried, cracking skin, thickening skin of his feet and his hands. And actually, after the first treatment, I believe he said that it improved 50-60%. And he's had maybe 4 or 5 treatments now. I would say about 90% improvement.
So all the Western diagnosis just labels of symptoms.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything caused by blocking of circulation.
Yeah.
And that's what we treat, restoring circulation.
Yeah. And we're going to have pictures of actually his feet and his hands so you can see, because, you know, when we just say it, it's hard to believe. But if you see the picture, even we're amazed by how well he's doing. He also really watches his diet, drinking the alkaline water.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's very important. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have our first guest with us today, Ruth from Silver Lake. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi, Ruth.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Let me just preface before we start talking to her that Ruth actually has been on our show multiple times over the past few years. You started coming to see us in 2005, is that correct?
That's correct.
2005, this is right before we came off the air, and Ruth decided, well, I better start, you know, come to see us. And Ruth, you had a grocery list of problems, right? Sciatica pain, you were falling, right?
Right.
You had peripheral neuropathy, thyroid problems, diabetes, hypertension. What else? Varicose veins.
The neuropathy was really bad.
So within, you know.
But to be more specific, you know, all these
names. Don't forget the two discs in my back and my right knee.
Uh-huh. All this doesn't mean anything. She fell 11 times in 2 years and 3 times need to be emergency room treatment.
That's true.
And then she was taking up to 120 units of insulin
right,
for the diabetes.
Right.
And the blood sugar was still in the high 200 to 300.
Right. Your A1C was 13, right?
Correct.
Hemoglobin A1C.
Four years ago, it was 13.
It was way high.
And you were taking how much insulin again?
37 R in the morning, 24 N in the morning. Uh-huh. And then I took it at night, too.
So,
a little less.
Right. So that's like about over 100 units.
37
R in the morning,
24
N in the morning.
In the morning and in the evening, she
took. So that's like 61 twice. That's 122 units.
Right, right. So after coming to see us for a few years, I mean, you know, Ruth has been very diligent with her diet, and she comes to see us every week, regardless of being almost legally blind, basically, right?
Before the cataract surgery.
Right.
Vitreous surgery.
Right. And she was taking the bus, and she basically came every week. And you have some good news to share with us. Why don't you tell us what's been going on with your diabetes and with your eyes?
Well, my diet, I have to be honest, I got a little bit of help with a diet with a nutrition assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But after she got me going, I was really blessed that I ate Dr. Tong's beans, greens, and brown rice, and I had that book by Paul Pitchford that somebody could read to me and give me the suggestions out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think understanding the foods we eat and the acid they have in alkaline really kind of turned me around because I had no conception that the way you ate really mattered that much in your life.
Right. So when you first came to see us 4 years ago, your hemoglobin A1C was 13, which is very high for a diabetic, and you were on about 120 units of insulin per day. Now, you recently went to get blood work done last month in July. What was your hemoglobin A1C?
6.1.
Yeah, which actually is considered non-diabetic. And then how much insulin are you on, or are you on any?
Well, I'm supposed to be taking 8 in the morning, and according to what my blood sugars are, then I take a sliding scale.
But you're not even taking 8. I think last time you told me you were taking...
It's really to deal with the sliding scale, what my blood sugar is and what I'm eating. But days I only take 4 units.
Right.
So what is your blood sugar now?
In the morning.
117 sometimes. This morning it was 117.
When it's 117 or 130, you should not be taking any.
I don't even think you need to take any insulin.
Because you need your pancreas to get stimulated to work. When you take insulin, the pancreas will not work. I've been telling you so many times.
That's really true.
Yeah, but you really don't need to take any insulin right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know 130, 150 sugar.
It's not even that high, actually.
Well, you really need, if you're going to walk like I walk nowadays,
exactly.
You really need that sugar to walk around.
You know, you walk it down, and also at night, do not eat after 8, then you don't need any insulin.
Yeah.
Please try this.
Yeah,
okay?
I think, Ruth, actually, you're not even diabetic anymore.
You get scared by the other people. That's all.
Dr. Sage said that...
this is your cataract surgeon, right?
My cataract surgeon. If I could try to keep it at 6.0, my A1C, that would be great.
You will be able to. When you continue treatments with us, continue your diet... You won't even need to take the insulin because right now your A1C is actually non-diabetic. What they did is they lowered the standard. Before, an A1C for diabetics was 6.5 and above. They lowered it.
They always lower the standard, the lower standard of cholesterol, so that you can take some more drugs.
Right. Same with blood pressure.
Don't even listen to them, okay? Very important, Ruth. I'm saying this in public that you stop all the insulin to train your pancreas to work again.
Oh, but remember when I came there, my liver was bad, and I just gave Dr. Elaine a print out of my blood chemistry, and my liver's good.
Yeah. Because we treat your liver, okay? And we treat your pancreas.
Stop taking the insulin. Yeah. Nothing will happen. In fact, you'll get healthier. Your pancreas stop working.
Only if your sugars are over 300, over 200, then you do need to
take it. Over 180, okay?
180, yeah.
When I first came to you, I was really emotionally upset, and I really know that this hypnotist really helped me to get control of my portion sizes.
Oh, good. Mm. So that helped.
Let me ask you, how high your sugar now when it's high?
The highest it ever gotten that I noticed is like 160, but that's only because I did a silly thing like checking my blood before waiting 2 hours.
Okay, that doesn't count, okay? I'm talking about the fasting blood sugar. How high is it now, the highest?
Before you eat.
Fasting blood sugar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the morning, before you eat.
Oh, never in the morning. It's never high in the morning.
Like what?
Maybe 135.
So you don't need to take any insulin.
Yeah.
Stop it.
If you continue treatment.
I've been telling you so long.
Yeah, if you continue treatments with us and we keep treating your pancreas, you will not.
Otherwise, your pancreas will never work. Mm-hmm. You train it to work.
Well, I never had my pancreas tested. I know I have a kidney stone, but I was astonished when I found out the difference between my liver 4 years ago and my liver now.
Yeah.
And I know it's from all the circulation, the shots you give for circulation and drinking all that alkaline water. I know in my heart my improvement has been through drinking that alkaline water and circulation of the blood, getting oxygen to my eyes, getting oxygen to my liver.
Yes.
Yeah, and your kidney and
spleen. So the first credit is our treatment.
The first credit is your treatment,
yes.
And then you put me on to Paul Pitchford's book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me explain that. I'm not trying to claim credit and all this thing so you guys can understand it. Our treatment opens circulation to different area. When you open the liver channel, liver freeway, the liver can connect to the eye, so the eye circulation is open. If the eye circulation is not open, you can drink all the alkaline water, you can take all the fruit juices or vegetable juices, and it won't work because you don't have any circulation there. So the first thing is open the traffic. The second thing is alkalize the body fluid and blood. And that's what Ruth have been doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. If you are not cooperating, you will not be. See, diabetes is really curable. The reason why you're afraid to stop the insulin, 130 fasting blood sugar is totally not high for you, because sometimes you eat after 8, then your fasting blood sugar will be higher, okay? But most of the time, like 117, big deal. Mm-hmm. Low blood sugar is dangerous. Sometimes you take too much insulin, you go to 50, and you're driving, you pass out.
Yeah, bigger trouble, yeah.
Yeah, and low blood sugar is high, you're dangerous.
Is more dangerous.
High is not.
I always take something with me when I leave the house.
Right. Very important that you stop the insulin so that you start training. When we do the treatment, the pancreas start working. Mm-hmm. Then the sugar will even go down lower.
Right. And then how are all your other things? Your pain, your sciatica, your varicose veins, your knee pain, all that?
Well, the best thing, I don't have the neuropathy in my hands and my legs
those
anymore.
Those are all gone, right.
And I could walk, but one of the best things out of the whole thing is I lost 41 pounds.
Yeah.
4 years, I lost 41 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was started from the beginning, from the first treatment. You don't fall anymore.
That's true.
And the amazing thing was
when you gave me those circulation shots, I could almost touch my toes. And before, I couldn't even tie my shoestring.
Yeah, for many years.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Ruth, this is wonderful news. We have to keep checking up on you. But yes, do stop the insulin if your sugars are only 117 in the morning.
So this story tells us that diabetes can be cured.
Yeah.
C-U-R-E-D. Yeah.
And I had diabetes since 1989.
Right.
Yeah, and she was taking over 100 units of insulin. I never have that a patient take that many, 120. And the blood sugar is still up to 300.
Mm-hmm. Now, look how much I weighed then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now she hardly take it. She doesn't need to take any insulin.
Right.
And the blood sugar will continue to come down. So diabetes can be cured. Yeah. Listen out there. Diabetes can be cured.
Yeah. And your cataract surgeon was impressed too, yes?
My cataract doctor, Dr. Sage, is impressed. Yep.
Well, Ruth, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. I'll see you soon, yes?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. That was Ruth with us on the line. She has been with us for a few years, and her diabetes is virtually gone now. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you missed Ruth, you can check the show on the website. Let's get to our next guest, Mike. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello there. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, and thank you for making that possible.
Oh, yes.
Well, why didn't...
You're always so appreciative. That's what we like about you.
Yeah, we're not your favorite doctors.
you are not our favorite patient. You are so difficult.
Mike is a difficult patient to treat, definitely. Why don't you give us a little history? What happened this last time you came back to see us?
I had actually come back to see you because, Dr. Tong 5 years ago treated me for sciatica and eliminated all the sciatic pain that I had had.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine for quite a while, and then I had a bad back issue with, I needed a laminectomy at L4, L5. I had bad stenosis, and they couldn't believe I was able to even walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the operation, and it went very well. Coming out of the operation, I recovered quickly. And then I was playing golf one day about a year later, and I made a real quick swing, and I felt my back go out on me and spasm, and the sciatic pain came back in my right leg.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately came in to see Dr. Tong, and within the first visit, the back pain was totally gone,
mm-hmm.
but the sciatic pain remained. And that was the real difficult part of everything that I had been through prior to that was the severe sciatic pain.
Oh, going down the leg, right?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I had the sciatic pain. We had a couple treatments that we weren't able to totally eliminate it. And then finally, the young Dr. Tong, who really had a hard time getting any kind of response out of me in the past, did a great job, and we added a little something to the shop. And the sciatic pain was totally gone, and I've been pain-free now for...
Since April.
4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Okay, the secret was one of the... added something. That's homeopathic injection.
Injectables, right?
Injectable,
right,
okay.
Right,
the homeopathic energy, the chi.
Mm-hmm.
We muscle test you. So anything that make your fingers stronger when you're holding that homeopathic injectable, that means that you needed that chi. So when we put that chi into the syringes and inject into the freeway, it goes exactly to where it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this is one of the most incredible discovery enhancement to our treatment.
Yeah.
I use it myself. I never missed it.
Yeah.
And right
We've
now...
We've had great results with it with our patients.
Homeopathic what?
Injectables.
Injectable.
Yeah.
Oh, we add it to your syringes.
Yeah.
Elaine told me that it was 3-in-1 oil.
Yeah,
that,
because,
that too.
Because it's so hard to get a response out of you. I had to like put some of that stuff into you.
It certainly worked and did a great job for me.
Oh, good. I'm so glad because it was getting tough.
You were tough. You're very difficult to get any response from you. Yes.
Because I have exceptional chi. All the work that you've done on me has freed up all my flow of energy in my body, and I'm pretty healthy all in all.
Yeah. In the past, it was pretty easy to treat him.
Yeah. And you also had high blood pressure and thyroid problem.
Right?
Can you tell us a little bit about that and what your response to our treatment is?
When I first came to you, I was on blood pressure medication, and I was on cholesterol medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hypothyroid condition that I'd been taking thyroid medication for about 30 years.
How about blood pressure and cholesterol? How long were you taking those?
most of my life. It would get worse if I was heavier, but I was always on the medications. And an example on how your treatment helped me to share with everyone is that my thyroid measurements, every time I took a blood test annually or whenever I had one taken, I was always very deficient in thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
The supplements increased my thyroid medication on a regular basis. And once I had been treated by you, I went off of the medications. I didn't want to do that.
After two treatments.
Yep, that's correct. And I went and forced Dr. Tong. He didn't want me to go to a doctor and spend the money. But I went and had a blood test taken to see how the blood work would be. And my thyroid was functioning at a very high positive level.
Mm-hmm.
And my thyroid hadn't functioned in 30 years.
To be specific, you know, thyroid function test was 1 before the treatment. Now it's about 10.5, right?
10.5, that's correct. You must have my chart with you.
Actually, I do, but he's not even looking at it. I think he just remembers.
Yeah. And the blood pressure, okay, after the first treatment, I told you to stop the blood pressure pill. Did you stop it after the first or second?
Actually, I wouldn't stop it. I was a little stubborn about it, but I stopped after the second. I tapered down.
Oh, tapered down? Okay. But before, how high was the blood pressure when you don't take the pills?
Well, I don't really know because I've always been taking pills. I know that at times I'd be as high as, I'd say 160 over 100, 110 sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the measurements after we had taken, after you treated me, were around 130 over 75.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How about now? What's your normal blood pressure now?
My blood pressure is running about the same. I don't take it as frequently as I did before.
Mm-hmm.
And
you haven't taken any medication for how long now?
I've been off medication. I was off medication for quite a while. I've put on a lot of weight, and I've gone back on some mild medication, and I'm dieting now and doing walking and everything else, and I'm trying to get myself back off of the small dose now.
And are you drinking the alkaline water, too?
Yeah, in fact, I went out and bought an alkaline water machine.
Good. Excellent.
Here's an illustration of a point. Permanent cure had to do with both the doctor and the patient. We restore health. The patient need to learn how to maintain it, and not only learn, but actually have enough discipline to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you will never be able to maintain health.
Right.
And for the very first treatment, before I even started the treatment, I spent an hour explaining this exactly how to do it. You know, when you're acidic, you got to alkalize. If you're too hot, you got to eat cold food.
Mm-hmm.
Too cold, you got your hot food. So you need to learn all this kind of thing. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, it takes discipline. But the other thing too is when you're in pain, you can't, and you don't have any.
Yeah, you don't have any
motivation to do anything.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
We get rid of the pain too, which helps our patients. The last two that they're very disciplined.
Yeah, and we also increase the energy and also make you happier. Take care of your emotional stress. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Also, I've got to add that there have been more than one occasion where I've come to you with a sinus infection
or
I used to get chronic sinus infections that would just recur and recur and recur, and I would get a fever. I would start to cough up yellow and brown phlegm, raw sinus. It was a pattern which I was really familiar with, and it would last for 2 to 3 weeks at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at the onset where I started to feel those symptoms, have walked into Dr. Tong's office and gotten one treatment, and by the time I got to my car, the total infection was gone.
Okay.
Symptoms, right?
Yeah. Now, how about in the past?
But it's true.
Okay. Yeah. We're taking you out for lunch. How about in the past? What do they treat the sinus infection with?
I used to be on Z-Pak. They put me on Z-Pak for a while and repeating doses of it. And it was never, you know, I would kick it. And then after a week of that being off of it, it would come right back again.
Right.
It was chronic.
Right, right.
Yeah, here's the point. We treat the root cause of infection. We increase your health. We don't attack the germs. So all this talk about taking vaccines, the audience out there, please don't take it. Vaccine do not increase your health. Vaccine make you sicker. Antibiotic make you sicker. Increase your health and balancing your energy, no infection can exist. And so don't be scared about fine flu or any kind of flu.
Yeah.
They just
they're
hype it up.
They scare you.
So that they can sell vaccines.
Yeah. So how's the sciatic pain now, Mike? Is it pretty much gone?
Oh, totally gone.
Gone. Good.
Good.
We are relieved to hear that.
I know. We actually really don't want to see you, to be honest.
not in our home office, in some place else.
Yeah. For dinner's fine.
Yeah.
It's been a while because of that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We treat you for lunch, you treat us for dinner.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for taking time from your busy schedule to join us today. We really appreciate it. And our audience appreciates it, too.
You guys do great work there, and you've changed my life, and I'm sure that
thank you.
A lot of people's lives. And you do, although it may not seem to be traditional medical care in a lot of people's eyes, it certainly has made a difference in my life, and I thank you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
This will become traditional sooner or later when people learn about it. Okay, diabetes.
I only said that because I wanted dessert.
When you get healthy enough, you can't have it. But the point is, high blood pressure, thyroid problem, diabetes, blindness, all can be cured.
And it's
all
connected to your pain, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us. Have a great trip. I know you're going somewhere soon, so we'll see you soon.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong. That was Mike with us on the line. He came back with a recurrent sciatic and back pain even after having a laminectomy surgery of his L4, L5 discs. Within one treatment, his back pain was completely gone, and then total of four treatments later, his sciatica was completely gone, and this is after we started using the homeopathic injectables on him. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you missed any of this show, it will be up on our website. We also have a new website now, so you can check it out and see what kind of facelift we gave to it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add, Dr. Tong?
Yes, I have an article on how to stop the process of biological aging.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go take a look at it and how I have turned myself look much younger every year.
And healthier.
And
yes.
Healthier, yeah. And the homeopathic injectable was really one of the key.
It's a huge...
And the crystals.
Yeah, it's a huge
right.
factor. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.